Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Can't get around so low, you can't get under it.
Dance. Why?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Funk Friday, hour number two, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into the NFL slate of games in just a couple of minutes and then NFL no huddle. Get back into the college games. Obviously, spent a lot of time on Georgia and Georgia Tech's games in the first hour. So we'll spend some time on those guys in about 20 minutes, but all the other really big games and matchups for tomorrow as well. And then we'll get to some picks against the spread and play a little Sports Jeopardy at 12:40.
Andy, they canceled the YB commercial, man. I mean, concert.
How come?
I don't know.
Well, they had the first one the other night, right? And then there's a day off, and then there's supposed to be another one tonight.
Man.
I heard he got the key to the city.
I heard they didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, but how did they go cancel the concert?
I don't know.
What did something go wrong? If you out there, y'all let us know, did something go wrong?
They know. Somebody out there.
Yeah,
knows.
They know. Yeah. Like, I know why they somebody go down to Chicago. I understand that. Why? Yeah. But, you know, I'm in these streets connected.
Oh, I know. Well, I know. Yeah, you.
But.
You're dialed in.
Dialed in. I'm not dialed in this time. I wonder why they canceled it.
I hope someone can tell us. I mean, I hope you get your money back. That's not a cheap ticket.
Hell no, I wouldn't.
You know? That's too bad.
Yeah, dog. But, yeah, that sucks if you're in town and you're riding around in your Uber trying to get your ass back to the airport. Sorry.
My wife took one of those. They Ubered from their hotel to the app game last Saturday to be responsible. And they got one of those ones that doesn't have a driver.
I'm not messing with them.
Yeah, I don't want to get into those.
I'm sorry. And, yeah. I see a lot of them now, too.
Yeah, I think it's called a Waymo or something like that.
Yeah, I'm
no,
not
thanks.
Doing it. Yeah, because when we were going to over there with the Hawks on Wednesday, like one passed me, another one was at the light when I was turning.
They're all over the place.
And it just freaks me out.
Freaks me out,
this
too.
Dude is at this turning like and ain't nobody in the car. I don't know, man. I just ain't with it.
I agree.
I just ain't with it, man.
They said they didn't really like it either.
Yeah, this is weird.
It is weird.
It's a weird thing to be sitting there and ain't nobody over there. Ain't nobody over there. And that just, like, what if, like, how good are the brakes?
No.
What if you're on Peachtree and a deer run out?
Right.
Yeah.
Or a million other different things.
Yeah.
What if you just like having a driver, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you like having a human.
Yeah. I'm going to try it, though.
I'm pro-human.
All the way. I'm going to try it, though.
Some of the best people I know are
Have
humans.
You done it, Bo?
I have not.
Okay.
I don't take cab. I only see them down here.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm going to try it one day.
Well, what would you do if an Uber just shows up at your house and doesn't have a human in it, though?
Give me a different one, please.
Give me a different one.
Yeah. Can you can opt out of it, I would assume.
I think if you on the app, I think you can.
Is that an Uber?
It is, yeah. Uber will send you one of those.
Oh, I thought it was a different type brand or something.
Now, I think there are some cities that have that as a specific option. Like, you can just get a Waymo. But I think in Atlanta, if you order an Uber, it can be a Waymo.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah, I would just, whatever box I need to check to human, please.
Yeah. Let me get that.
Ideally, I like the older Uber drivers that want to tell me stories about stuff. I love a chatty Uber driver.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no.
I love them.
Oh,
I love
no.
them. I love a chatty Uber driver.
Oh, no.
I know.
A lot less
kind
fees,
of guy
though.
I don't mind.
It is cheaper.
I'm not, like, against a chatty Uber driver, but
I know. You're not the chat type. Yeah. I am. I like to sit next to people on the airplane, talk to them.
Yes.
I love to get to know the Uber drivers. You learn a lot about people. I met this lady from Memphis.
Uh-huh.
Her son's still there.
Yeah.
He's a really good football player, but he's kind of, you know, the streets are calling him. I'm rooting for him, man. He's maybe going to take the easy way out, but she doesn't want him to. But he wants to stay in Memphis because that's where his dad's at, you know? She wants him to come to Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so she told me all that. So now I'm...
How long was the damn trip?
I don't know. Five minutes?
Oh, it's like, how long was the damn trip?
It doesn't take me long to get there with people, man.
Oh, my God.
I got a trustworthy face.
Yeah, but... Again, I'm cool with it. I tell you this. I don't ever initiate.
I see where they're at. Yeah, I'm not going to go in there and start spilling my guts. If they don't want to talk to me, that's fine.
Right.
But if they start talking, I'll start talking back. They'll hear about my kids, too.
By the way.
Another biting incident.
Damn it, Jack.
Yeah, streets are calling him, too. Let's get to an NFL know-it-all. Same kid.
Are they going to suspend Jake?
daycare is closing. They're shutting the daycare down.
Are you serious?
Yeah, not because of Jack biting kids. But yeah, like the lease is up at the daycare, and I don't want to renew it, I guess.
So when?
Next month.
So you have to find a new place.
Yeah, we found one.
Okay.
Yeah, we found one. But yeah, daycare's over.
Close to the house?
You believe that? Not as close as this one.
Oh, damn.
This one's on. You can't find a daycare closer than this one. We practically live in this daycare. But yeah, no, got to find a new one. Anyway, NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Let's start with Raheem Morris talking about Jalen Walker.
It's kind of funny, showing probably more than what you would think from a first-year player. We always talked about this last year, how much easier it is to play on the edge as opposed to being just thrown in there right from the beginning in the interior. But being on the edge, you know, I thought he would be right away a contributor when it came to rushing the passer and doing some of those different things. Obviously, being able to utilize him and some of the things we walk him around and do some of the backer-like things when I'm dropping or rushing through the B-gaps from a stand-up position or some of that type of stuff. But he's really thrived at playing rundowns and being able to go out there and stop the run and set the edges and do some of those different things in the run game in the early D&D. That really kind of shocked us. His strength, his center of gravity, his ability to set the edge and really shot block and escape people and get off blocks and make tackles, and has really shown up in a major way where I knew it would, just didn't know it would show up this quickly.
Yeah, I mean, he's a damn Georgia Bulldog.
He's
edge player.
Right.
They're going to set the damn edge.
He's a Kirby era Georgia defensive lineman.
They're going to set the edge.
He's a smart player, plays his ass off.
Yes.
Physically gifted.
Plays hard. The pass rush is going to get there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't let everything else go away because that aspect. And he's rushing. But yeah, he and I saw a couple of clips. I mean, he's outmanned. He's the guy to the strength side with the wing, with the tight end and the wing, and he just whipping Nate ass.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he was responsible for any of the Josh Allen sacks.
But
he was in his face.
Oh yeah, he flushed him.
Yeah,
a couple times.
A couple times.
Yeah,
one of those interceptions was Jalen Walker hurrying Josh up and making him make a bad throw.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
So, we found out. This is from DJ Two Terms. He said they canceled it because of a song dissing Gucci Mane and Lil Baby. Have that. And some fights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can't be coming in this town, LYB, dissing Eyes.
Coming in their town and talking bad about them?
You can't come in and dissing Eyes.
So they didn't give him the key to the city?
I don't know.
Okay. That's a weird rumor.
It is.
That's a weird one to be disputed. Like, that's pretty – normally we know, you know, when someone gets that. You can't give a guy a key to the city. He's coming here talking about those guys. Those are Atlanta's own.
Yeah. But no,
be doing that.
It's okay. It's all right. We'll figure it out. Nothing. I got a funny text that we talked about.
Okay.
we're waiting.
That was always going to happen. All right. Let's hear Alvin Kamara say he's not leaving New Orleans.
I don't want to go anywhere, you know, and I've said it countless times. Y'all know that. I think everybody knows that. The fan base knows that. And at the end of the day, it's business, you know. So, you know, I don't go upstairs and I don't have an office upstairs.
Yeah,
I got an office in Charlotte at NASCAR, but I don't got an office upstairs, so I don't really sit in those meetings and I don't really know what happens up there. I just got to, you know, keep my head down and, you know. I don't know. If I was a GM, I guess I would go to the player and be like, hey, we're trading you, just so you know. So if Mickey come downstairs and say that, then I'm going to go drink a pina colada.
All right. He's happy there.
Yeah. Fine. Hey, if you're happy, he's comfortable, he loves New Orleans.
Yeah.
then
you can't put a price on happy.
You can't put a price on happy. Say that one more time.
Yeah. Now he also has a nice big contract.
Yeah.
So
he's paid. But I think the biggest thing is that, you know, he seems like he's one of them dudes that just he don't want to leave before it gets good. Because he was there with Drew Brees.
Yeah, he was at the very end of it being pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's like, that was really fun.
That was fun.
And now it's obviously, yeah.
It's a damn disaster.
It's not great. They play the Bears tomorrow. Bears have a chance to win four in a row. Saints won one. Maybe they'll win. Jags-Rams kick us off tomorrow at 9:30. Wembley Stadium, London. If we know anything about those games, it probably isn't going to be pretty.
Yes. I'll tell you this, man, Andy. Is this the last London game?
God, I hope so.
Oh, God, I hope so.
I hope it's the last London game ever.
I know the Falcons got to go over there and everything.
I know they do. I wish they didn't.
The thing with Jacksonville is, we keep saying, I mean, they had a great win against the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Come back, lose last week to the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah. Can they get it back going?
No Puka.
I just saw that he's going to be out with the ankle injury. I don't know what to make of this game.
Oof. You know what else is a stinker?
What's that?
Dolphins-Browns.
I don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah,
man.
All right. Patriots-Titans. Vrabel's going to try to score 1,000.
I think he's going to try to put the foots all up in them.
I think so, too.
I mean, I know he talked about, you know, giving well wish to Callahan and all those different things. He wanted to beat his ass. Y'all were playing, this is what you left me for? Like on Troy when he had Paris. This is what you left me for?
Panthers-Jets. Panthers have a chance to win 4 out of 5
I'm
and
telling
get
you
above
right now,
500.
Game ball, baby.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Hey, here we go. It's been tough sledding, guys, but game ball.
Okay.
Aaron Glenn, first win.
All right, fair enough.
Yes.
Giants-Broncos. Get the Jackson Dart Cam Scataboo show back out there.
They are going to knock his – they're going to knock the hell out of Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
All right. Because, first of all, he plays into that.
He's got to stop leading with his head.
And then Cam Scataboo is going to be, they're going to be knocking that.
He's
going to
try to run
through a wall and everything like that. the Colts going to L.A. to play the Chargers.
That should be a good one.
That should be a good one. The Chargers are all still banged up and everything, but I think that would be a good one. And the Cowboys hosting the Commanders.
Yuck.
But Dallas, this
Commanders
gonna be
will probably
game.
Score a lot of points.
Dallas gonna score points.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Dallas will score some points too. That should be a high scoring game. Over under is 54.5 in that one. Falcons 49ers Sunday Night Football. We'll get some keys to that one coming up at 1:20. The Monday night game's actually really good. You got the Buccaneers and the Lions. Bucks 5-1 playing great football. A lot of the power rankings that came out this week have them at number one. Baker being talked about as an MVP. Lions coming off a loss under Dan Campbell are 11-0. So
yes.
They lost last week.
Yes,
so,
they did. I think the thing with the
and at home in that
and
one.
The Bucks. I saw Mike Evans is at practice.
Okay,
and so they're getting healthier at that standpoint right there. But I think Detroit, they're still without a lot of their defenders. Also, the Houston Texans at the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah,
poor Houston.
Seahawks aren't good at home anymore.
Really?
Uh-uh. They've been incredible on the road. They're 1-2 at home this year. For whatever reason, the home field advantage that had been there in Seattle hadn't been. But yeah, by Monday night, that city's really going to need the Seahawks to play well.
All right, man. Okay,
they're going
through.
Stop
panicking, Mom.
I'm not panicking,
Mom. I know you're out there. I know you're listening.
My mom's doing okay.
Oh, she's
my
okay.
Mom's okay. My
Ryan,
brother, not
too relax.
Bad. Yeah,
Ryan.
And just all the people that I used to work with, I still follow on social media, whatever. Right. Meltdown city. They're talking about sacrificing Humpy. They're trying to grill.
They're gonna grill the whale.
They're gonna the salmon.
Oh, the salmon.
They're gonna grill them.
Yeah.
They're talking about like in Major League when they had to sacrifice a live chicken.
Oh,
they're gonna
shoot
do
it. The live
they're
chicken.
Gonna do it to Humpy.
Hey man, each and every Wednesday night, join Day Lewis of Prep Sport Nation, a comprehensive look at athletes making news and high school sports everywhere. It's brought to you by Ingles, low price, low savings. That's Prep Sports Nation. Wednesday nights here on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
All right, we'll switch from Sunday to Saturday coming up next. So many good college football games tomorrow. We will say as many interesting things as we can about as many of them as we can next on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, this ain't Bruno now. All right.
It's not?
No, is this Bruno? Oh, man, I thought this was something else. I thought this was on it. That Bruno stole this from somebody.
Oh, you thought it was a cover?
It is.
Oh, is it?
If for something, because you can just tell by that boom, boom, boom. Mm.
This is called Uptown Funk, right?
But it's ride, though.
Is it a good song?
Yeah, this ride, though.
I saw this guy in concert like 10 years ago. It was awesome.
Oh, man.
He's a great performer.
That Super Bowl show, I was like, oh. Damn.
This is definitely a mouse miss, though.
Oh, you hit the wrong button?
Yeah.
What were you trying to play?
Well, I might just still play it.
Yeah, just go for it. Yeah.
Oh, like right now?
Yeah.
Why not, bro? All right. We're not doing nothing.
We're not. Yeah, we're just sitting here.
Oh, yeah, dog. There we go.
There you go.
Yeah, dude. Boom, boom, boom. This is Jerry Curl, black members only jacket.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah, dog. Yes, sir. Maybe you want to break out the members only jacket.
You should. Still got it?
I got like four of them.
Those are great.
Yeah,
they're great jackets.
I got like four of them, dude.
They're great. I had a members only. They came back briefly, like when I was in college.
Yeah, no, like I bought mine recently.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I bought them recently. Yeah, yeah. Mama.
I love a members only jacket.
We weren't living that. We weren't living well enough to get no members only jacket.
That's when I got that first job, I was making $32K. And I was balling. That first sports radio job. Thought I was making $70 million a year.
But that was the first job, so.
I had a salary.
Yeah.
I had health insurance.
Yeah, you know, no bad.
My rent was like $315 a month because I had a roommate. It was awesome. It was just a great time.
Yeah.
It was a great time of life.
You're grinding, man.
I was living it.
Yeah, that's when you had the truck.
Yeah, I had the truck and a moped. Had two vehicles. I don't even have two vehicles now. Oh, man, it's true. It's all true. None of that is made up. All right. Let's talk a little college football here, and then we'll get back into Georgia and Ole Miss at 1 o'clock. We'll spend some time on Georgia Tech and Duke at 1 o'clock as well. What?
Nothing. They got a list out of the top. Never mind. Mike Ken was really good. Top 10 Falcons of all time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, okay, Matt Ryan, Mike Ken, who's really good?
Okay.
And then Julio Jones.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully some of the guys that are on there now will get on that list as well.
Yeah,
I can see Bijan.
I can see Bijan.
Top 10 Falcon of all time before it's all said and done. He might, honestly, it'd be interesting to, let's look at that list at 120 and see how close Bijan is to the top 10 right now. All right, let's start here. Chronological order at noon, LSU at Vanderbilt. First time Vanderbilt has been favored against a ranked opponent in 177 games.
Crazy.
First time they've been favored against even an SEC opponent in almost a decade. Like,
really?
Yeah. Vanderbilt, you know, it was rough recently.
Yeah,
they didn't
true.
Win a conference game 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And now, I mean, you know, if Diego Pavia can play smart like he did at the beginning of the season and not play recklessly like he did against Alabama, I think Vanderbilt's got a great chance.
I think Vanderbilt has a really good chance to win this football game also. Is Garrett Nussmeister, is he back? Because he's uber talented, dude. And they got some playmakers around him. Like I said it all week, I still believe, I don't think he was healthy. But I know I said Vanderbilt yesterday. Give me the Tigers.
Okay.
Give me the Tigers.
What are you, Bo, I know you're a diehard LSU fan, obviously. What do you think about this game?
You're right. Nuss has had like abdomen issues.
It's been something,
right? Yeah, he hadn't been
core muscle issues. If he's right, you know, and they can run the ball effectively, which they have not done, they got a shot. I don't like that they're favored. I mean, not favored versus Vanderbilt, but
it's a point.
Yeah, it's
y'all
a point.
Did that to yourself.
Exactly. They earned that by playing the way they played. I think we find out. Like, LSU's been teetering on the edge, man. Like, and I think there's kind of two different ways to do that. Like, because I think Georgia has too. They've been playing with disaster. Sometimes you're doing it because you're figuring it out, and you do figure it out. Sometimes you're doing it because you're just not that good.
Yeah.
And it reveals itself over the course of the year. I think we find that out about LSU tomorrow. Ole Miss, Georgia, we'll get back into it. 1 o'clock. Tennessee at Alabama. Kalen DeBoer has not lost a home game as a Division I head football coach.
Really?
No, he's never done it. At Washington or at Alabama, he's undefeated at home. This one's in Tuscaloosa.
I think Alabama, two touchdowns.
They're going to score a lot of points.
Yeah, I think Alabama. I think Alabama wins by two touchdowns. And like, because who was it? I call it, that's the big Tennessee fan.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, because he was called yesterday.
Mark, maybe?
No. He called yesterday. He's always called.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
But anyways, he talked, because I know this is a big deal and everything. They do the cigars and all that other stuff with the rivalry. They're going to be lighting up cigars by halftime.
Okay.
I think Tennessee can't stop Alabama.
Exactly. I don't think they can stop them defensively. Yeah. They'd probably be able to put up some points.
They might put up some points.
Yeah, because I do think they have a good offense.
This line is 8.5. I think Alabama.
I agree. Yeah. No, I think so too. I think Alabama wins by 10 or 14 or something like that. And again, this is a hell of a run they're on right now, man. Another highly ranked opponent. Yeah. They've won the last, three in a row against all ranked SEC opponents. Mm-hmm. Tennessee's ranked 11 right now.
Alabama's playing some good damn ball.
They're playing really good.
They're playing some good damn ball.
Playing really good. I'm sure he'll wear the black hoodie of death.
Yes.
And I think Alabama gets to 6-1.
Yeah.
USC at Notre Dame.
I think Notre Dame was that. And I like this phrase. They're going to take USC to the deep end.
Yeah.
They're going to ground and pound the hell out of USC.
They also have to, right? Like, if they want to achieve the goal of making the playoff again this season, you can't lose another one. You can't lose to all your good opponents. And I know they were 0-2 against two really good teams, close games.
Right.
You got to get one, because I don't know that there's another ranked opponent on their schedule.
There isn't.
Pitt maybe could be by the end of the year.
Maybe, but no.
But this is their best chance at a good win.
Love needs to touch the ball 25 times.
As many times as possible. That guy is absolutely incredible. They also have a lot of really talented players on defense and in that secondary. And that's where USC has really been able to thrive this year in the games that they've won. They can throw the ball. That quarterback, Maiava, is playing good. The one-day Georgia commit, Jaden Maiava. He's playing really well, but I think Notre Dame has an excellent secondary. So, yeah, I think Notre Dame wins that game. I think they may cover. I don't know, maybe you hear about that one in about 10 minutes when we make our picks against the spread. Some of the other fun ones, Louisville at Miami tonight. You got the Friday night game.
If it was in Louisville, I would take Louisville. Okay. But I think Miami's going to win this one.
What was the one? You had some thoughts on Texas A&M at Arkansas.
Yeah, and all the reason is because of – you're going to hear about that game next.
Okay.
But I think – I don't know. A&M's good. Don't get me wrong. They're good. Mm-hmm. They're really good on both sides of the ball. Fun quarterback and everything like that. This just seems like one of those spots where Elko and them have a little letdown.
Yeah.
They're going to Arkansas.
It's at Arkansas. And Arkansas, it's not a neutral site.
Arkansas
like
can
been.
Score.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about it. Arkansas scored new head coach and things like that. That's the only hiccup I have about it as far as A&M. I think A&M is really, really good. Really, really good.
I know they're kind of out of the mix here, Clemson, but it sounds like Cade Klubnik's not going to be able to go tomorrow.
I saw that. Ankle, I think it was.
Yeah, his ankle's hurt. They have SMU at Clemson, which at the beginning of the year is one that was supposed to be pretty good, and obviously neither team has lived up to it.
I mentioned this one yesterday, Texas Tech going to Arizona State. That could be another one of those games. We know that Levitt is going to play for Arizona State.
How healthy is he?
And that's the biggest thing, because it seemed like early in the week they were trying to rush him to play, and he might not be ready to play, so that would be something to watch.
Well, Texas Tech's backup is going to play too, Will Hammond.
He's talking about that. So I like the Red Raiders because of defense, though.
I do too. I don't think people are going to be able to score on them. What about Missouri coming off their first loss? They're at Auburn. Auburn needs as many wins as they can find.
I think the pressure that the Missouri Tigers are going to put on them is going
to
be bad.
Yeah. I think this is where it starts to get real dicey.
And this is where Hugh Freeze. Yes, exactly. This is when you start hearing those rumors and the meeting with the boosters. Ain't they big boosters like an Apple guy or something?
I think so. I think the president and CEO of Apple is an alum. But yeah, I mean, it's one thing. Look, Georgia's Georgia, so you lose. And I think people were more mad about the calls and stuff last week, so maybe it was a little bit of a distraction off that loss. Mm-hmm. You lose to Missouri. I know Missouri's a good football team, but you go to 3-4 and you lose to Missouri.
That might be. Oklahoma, be careful. I mean, I know that your quarterback, he was not good against Texas, but he has a game up under his belt. South Carolina needs one.
Yeah, South Carolina still
they need one.
Still a talented team. Yeah. They're just, you know, obviously not quite living up to some of the preseason billing, but that quarterback of theirs is going to run around a lot. Yeah. Lenoris Sellers was running for his damn life last week. Did you see that?
Yes, dude.
Like, it was almost, I don't know, like the offensive line doesn't like him or something. Like, they weren't blocking for him at all. They fired the O-line coach this week.
Oh, they did?
South Carolina, yeah.
Oh, damn. I did not realize that. Yeah. And, you know, the biggest news yesterday was Cignetti. Head coach up in Indiana got broke off.
Yep.
It was one of those things where now you don't have to hear about his name anymore. Speaking of Penn State, he kind of went the James Franklin route.
He played it perfect.
Yeah, because every time there was a head coaching job, James Franklin name was in there, and usually that would end up with a new extension. Mm-hmm. So he's at 11.6.
Yeah, man.
Woo.
Perfect timing.
Yep.
They just got the biggest win they've ever had.
Yep.
The big job in conference opened up. There's rumors and all that stuff. Yeah, you just go to your AD and say, I could be happier.
Yeah.
I could be happier. Yeah. And we were looking at their schedule. I don't know that there's another loss on there.
Unless they just lose the game.
Right, unless they just lose the game. But they're probably going back to the playoff. And then speaking of James Franklin, he's going to be live on game day tomorrow in Athens. So I don't know. I mean, what's he going to say? What can he say?
What can he say?
Yeah, I mean, you lost games. They fired you.
Yeah. It'll be interesting what he says.
It will, yeah.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah, because, I mean, he could just decide he doesn't want to coach anymore and just throw everybody under the bus.
And that's what I was going to say. He could go scorch. he don't seem like he's the
type. He doesn't seem like a scorched earth type. But
yeah, he doesn't.
Pretty funny if it was.
Hey, guys, tomorrow from noon to 2, join Allie Mack over at Jim Shorky Kia of Gainesville. She will get you ready for the big game on Sunday. The one lucky fan will win the Ultimate Tailgate Kit, which is a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. There'll be other prizes. You can sign up for winning tickets at a later date. That's tomorrow, noon to 2, at Jim Shorky Kia of Gainesville with our gal, Allie Mack.
Picks against the spread coming up next, as well as some sports jeopardy. Thanks for being with us on a Funk Friday. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You want to text Abe? We should blow Abe up right now. Where's your picks? Where's your picks?
Where's your picks? Where's your picks? Where's your picks? Where's your picks? Where's your picks? Where's your picks? Where's your picks? He would never do that to us.
He would never do that.
Like on vacation or anything.
No, like we're on vacation or something.
Or like, you know.
Where are your picks at?
At home, at a funeral for a relative. Yeah.
If you're betting on the Cowboys line. Like
sorry, your uncle died. Give me your picks.
Yeah, like this is going to make a difference. But according to Shoddy, Trayvon Diggs had an accident at his home resulting in a concussion and will not play this weekend.
Huh. You ever concuss yourself at home?
I thought I did once.
Really?
Yeah. It was gnats in my. You ever like had them gnats and bugs flying around your ear and you think you swatted it? But you hit yourself. I hit myself so hard.
Well, the worst is when you have a mosquito on you. And yeah. You got to kill it.
Yes.
But, you know, you're also slapping yourself in the face.
Yeah, man. You ever slap yourself so hard, the ears ring? Yeah, dog.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I have been slapped so hard that my ears rang, but I mean, not myself.
Yeah, I mean, mama got that. Mama's right. Hook is
been a while since I had an ear ringer.
That's the thing about it, like, because mama had that right hook, you know, but my reflexes went because I've been the first time I caught it.
Oh
man,
she didn't like that very
boy,
much.
You want to talk about pissed off? She used the left.
She had a counter.
Oh yeah,
she had a counter.
Damn, mama. Damn, mama.
Oh, that's great. All right, we will play some Sports Jeopardy coming up in just a couple of minutes from right now. So since Abe isn't here. Can we skip hearing how we did last week, or did he tell you?
Oh, I have it.
Oh, yeah.
We can skip it.
No. Got to wear it.
Because you and Randy did indeed go 1-3. Abe and I both went 2-2. So let's see.
I thought I was going to get, for the second week in a row, pick the wrong way on the biggest upset of the season. Because I picked Penn State to beat UCLA by whatever, and obviously. And then obviously last week I picked Ole Miss to cover the 33 against Wazoo.
Yes.
Wazoo almost got him.
Wazoo had them.
Yeah.
If Lane didn't score that touchdown before half, Wazoo might have got him.
Yeah.
So, Andy, you've got Randy by a half a game. You are 11-17. He's 11-16-1. I'm 12-16, so you got me by one game. And then Abe's in the lead at 13-15. He's got us all by.
Nobody's above 500. All right. Yeah. Time to lock in and get
Let's
hot.
Get this thing right. Give me the Jackets, +1.5 versus Duke.
All right.
Give me A&M, -7.5 versus Arkansas. I like the Bears, -4 versus Saints. And give me New England, -6.5.
Oh, you know
Tennessee.
What? Never mind. I'm taking that one, too. Yeah. I meant to write that one down. I wrote down a different one. So, yeah, I got Alabama covering the 7.5 at home against Tennessee. I got Missouri covering the 1.5 at Auburn. Bears with you on that one. And same thing with the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to beat the Titans by as many points as they possibly can. What are they favored by?
Six and a half?
Yeah, they're going to beat them by 17 points.
So Abe's going to take Louisville plus 13 and a half versus Miami.
I like that pick too.
Mizzou minus 1.5 at Auburn or versus Auburn. He's going to take the Packers minus 6.5 versus the Cards. And the Bears minus 4.5 versus the Saints.
So we're 3 for 3 on that one. I bet you won't pick that one.
I'm not taking that game. If y'all wanted to win it, I would take it because I don't do well with home teams. I will take that 1.5 for Georgia Tech at Duke. I'm going to do Mississippi State plus 9.5 at Florida. Give me the Browns minus 2.5 versus Dolphins. It's supposed to be a big slop fest up there. Nothing but rain entire game. Quinshon Judkins is probably going to rush for like 200 yards. I'm gonna take the 7.5 versus the Broncos for the Giants. We need Jackson Dart to come out and show out. So,
we
do
because the Ravens are on a bye. Do you think Lamar will be back after the bye?
He is supposed to be back.
Okay, good.
He is supposed to be back.
I will say, like, Jackson Dart, it's been pretty fun, but I don't want to be relying on him too long, fantasy wise.
With a great game this weekend, maybe we can turn him into some trade bait.
Oh
nice. Maybe. Nice thinking.
I like that. Good. Yeah, smart.
Who did I play this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't check. I did get you last week.
Luck.
It was luck, yeah.
Yeah, luck.
It was like that Wesley Snipes meme, whereas I'm like, I had a tear in my eye.
Yes. Oh, like
my, I had to put you out of your misery.
New Jack City.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But no. I mean, did you beat me down or did you just barely beat me?
I beat you pretty bad. Oh, you have Brian the Georgia fan.
There we go. Yeah. Get you some.
Which, by the way, congratulations to Brian the Georgia fan.
Yeah,
man. Got married last Friday. Yeah.
And everything, man. But, yeah, any way you want it, man. Any way you want it. Just let me know.
I liked exactly how you did it.
Yeah.
You didn't start any of your guys and basically let me win.
Yeah.
That was really
great.
That's
what I'm trying to do, man. You know me, man. I'm an equal opportunity.
I'm curious as to when I get to play. You know, that'll be the weekend when he
Yeah, that's when Randy's going to turn the app back on and actually try that week.
Yeah.
That would actually be really great.
Does anybody want some of my players?
Yeah, I want a bunch of your players.
I'm afraid they call that collusion.
Yeah, that is collusion.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because you got Ahmad Hardy. He's good. You got the run Catron Allen. You got Jeremiah Love. You got him starting, but
okay. You
just got him over there. You know,
hey, man.
You don't have a kicker.
Why would I trust a college kicker like my boy Zeno said? Ugh.
All right. Fair enough. Let's play Sports Jeopardy. Brought to you by, actually, the picks against the spread were brought to you by Prize Picks. It's good to be right. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Andy.
Randy.
All right, guys. So,
all right, guys.
The list of trivia questions has not been updated, so I can either go over the same exact questions we asked last week.
Oh.
What I did, I Googled random sports trivia.
Oh, okay.
Way to go, Abe.
Way to go, Abe.
See, I've got
a lot of questions
you need to
here,
focus
and I have
on
no
our
idea
show.
What they were.
Yeah, you want to
got a lot going on.
With that drive down 316. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can't be getting questions.
Oh, right. He's going to Athens right now.
Yeah.
Must be fun. Must be nice. Vacations. What NFL team was the first to ever finish a season with a record of 0-16?
Randy
Michael.
Had to be the Detroit Lions, right?
Oops. It was indeed the Detroit Lions. Which team made the biggest playoff comeback in NFL history by defeating?
Oh, Andy.
Randy Michael.
The Buffalo Bills.
I watched that game.
Also,
you did.
Correct.
Yeah.
Great game.
Over the Houston Oilers in 1993.
Frank damn Reich.
Warren Moon.
Who holds the record for most career sacks in the NFL?
Randy
Michael.
Well, I said Andy before he said Randy.
Oh, did you?
You can't just be
Bruce Smith.
I knew the answer.
Did you?
I did, but he said the answer.
Yeah, got it against. I was on the field when he got it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he played for the Washington Redskins.
All right. Well, at least we had
a rookie tackle, and Bruce. I swear to you, Bruce just wanted to play for that sack, and so Bruce. It was a night game too. Bruce gets the sack. Lays down, start praying and everything. Bruce ain't playing no more the rest of the game.
Or maybe
the season. Yeah.
Because he's the only one with 200.
Mm-hmm. Right? Nice, even
which
number
is insane.
Of 200 to finish the career.
I saw a bunch of Bruce, a lot of Bills fans had their Bruce Smith jerseys on last Monday.
Dude, he's so damn good.
He was very good.
So good.
They had so many good players on
damn
those teams.
Damn, they did.
Who was the first NFL player to rush for over 2,000 yards in a single season? Randy Michael.
This is getting ugly.
OJ did it.
Randy's murdering me.
OJ did do that.
OJ did it.
Who was the first tight end to be inducted into the Pro Football?
Randy
Michael.
Mike Ditka.
Wow. Yeah.
Jeez, this is a double homicide.
All right, here's some baseball questions.
There we go.
All right,
here we go.
What MLB manager's 132nd career game ejection broke the previous
Randy.
Record?
I said Andy
okay,
first.
Okay, man.
Bobby Cox.
That's correct. Andy's on the board.
Whose record did he break?
Lou Piniella, didn't he?
Was it Lou Piniella?
I think that's accurate.
That sounds right.
Who had the bigger meltdowns, Bobby or Lou?
Lou Piniella.
Lou would never, okay.
I mean, Bobby got kicked out more, but Lou got more bang for his buck. I was at multiple games as a kid where he picked up the base and threw it. Like, he would pick up first base and throw it across the field, kick dirt on the umpire.
That's fantastic.
He was an absolute psychopath.
Billy Martin was a fun one to watch, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which MLB player holds the record for most RBIs in a single season?
Major League Baseball of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah. Or, Andy.
Oh.
Hack Wilson.
That is correct.
Did not know that.
Nice job. That's from 1930. 191.
Manny almost got him one time in the early 2000s.
How many was it?
191.
God almighty.
Yeah.
Who the hell was it? Yeah. 1930. That was a stretch lane docket or something.
All those RBIs came against the same four pitchers.
Yeah.
Because people just pitched every single day and did complete games every single day.
So Andy's closing the gap here. It's 4-2. Who's the only MLB player to hit two grand slams in a single inning?
Andy
Bunker.
Fernando Tatis, Sr.
4-3 now. What MLB player holds the record for most career triples?
Randy.
Ooh. Randy Michael.
Ricky Henderson.
That's a great guess.
That is a fantastic guess.
Great guess. That would have been my guess. Lou Brock.
Another pretty good guess. How about Sam Crawford?
All right.
Never heard of him.
We're going to do that one.
Where the hell you get these questions at, Bo? Sam Crawford?
All right.
What year was that?
What's that?
What year was that?
Let's see. Oh, it's a career number. So
okay.
I would probably wager to guess he played in the 40s or
years.
50s.
I should say years did he play.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 2013, what team did LeBron James captain to an NBA championship? Randy Michael.
Oh, I almost cussed. You said 13?
Yes.
Captained? How long ago was that? Oh, that went. Was it the Heat?
Yeah.
It was the Heat.
Okay, because I'm like 13. I'm trying to count. Like,
I didn't realize he was the captain.
I didn't, because I was like, he wasn't the captain of that team, LeBron.
Well,
I
mean, Dwayne captained them to a championship.
Oh, captain.
Captain to a championship.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, okay.
He wasn't.
I was like, Dwayne was the captain.
But he played for the Heat then. So
I was just when he said captain, I was like, was that?
I know. That was the confusing thing for me, too.
In the NBA, how many players can a team have on? Andy Bunker.
15.
That is correct. This is a tight one. So it's 5-4. Who was the first European-born player to win NBA? Randy Michael.
First European-born player to win the MVP was European.
Oh, this could be a trick question.
It is a damn trick question.
Because it's an American guy that was born in Europe?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, maybe.
Okay, I get it. First European player to win I'm just going to go with Dirk.
It was Dirk.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Turns out it was a European player.
Okay.
What coach has the most wins in NBA history? Randy Michael.
Oh, damn. It was Lenny Wilkins. Did Pop beat it?
I think so.
All right. Let's go Greg Popovich.
It was Pop.
Okay. Sure it's Pop.
And we are almost out of time. So Randy is able to hold off Andy's comeback. Win 6-4.
Why we stopped doing baseball questions?
Yeah, I was like, who the hell is that guy? There's no way in hell I would know that. Oh yeah, took it all the way through the weekend. Come on,
yeah. Yo, say shit with your mama gay, yeah. All right. Final hour of the show. Final hour of the week. Coming up next, 1 o'clock. Big story of the day: Georgia Ole Miss, Georgia Tech, Duke. We'll get back into some Falcons keys at 120. What's it going to take for the Falcons to go to San Francisco and win that one? Wrap things up with an AMA. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.